homelessness is an enduring problem, but this morning there's some good news. A program helping people living rough to get into their own accommodation is celebrating a small but important milestone. In the space of 3 years, Platform 70 has managed to get 100 people in inner Sydney into sustained housing tenancies, and it says with more funding, it believes it could ease the strain on government services even more. Simon Santo reports for AM.
Even in the depths of despair, Tony Tohoro turned to music to make life on the streets more bearable.
Might be better if I just sing to you, my brother.
Singing, he says, is good for the soul and the heart.
We're all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing else. There's no way we ever could.
Tony Tohoro says music is still saving him long after escaping the streets and having a place with a roof to call home.
I've gone back to TAFE. I'm studying music and I'm doing Cert 3. I just passed Cert 2 and I'm hopefully going to go through to do diploma.
He's one of more than 100 success stories in a program which is funded by state and federal governments under the National Partnership Agreement on Homelessness. John Nicolaides is the CEO of Bridge Housing.
We want to try and get people back to their life and, as a musician should say, back into the world, to move them from where they are, living on the street, to place them in some permanent accommodation and to allow them to deal with whatever is bedeviling them. Many of the 105 people that we've housed have got mental health problems, depression, acute physical health problems. This is a way of stabilising them. We're using a philosophy of a Housing First program, that is, we want to get people into some affordable, permanent, secure accommodation, and then working with NEMI National, who provide the support services, to help them get their life in order.
The program succeeds by harnessing the private rental market.
Bridge Housing houses around 2,700 families and people in around 1,600 properties. And we operate from the City of Sydney out to the City of Parramatta. And we are very focused on working in areas which where we have the least affordable housing in Sydney.
There's a part of me that feels guilty because I'm in downtown Rose Bay, and if you look out my bathroom window, I'm looking at Sydney Harbour, which is pretty damn good. So to me, it's a start. It's a beginning. The rest is up to me. The onus is on me to grow up as a man and move forward.
The newly housed pay 25% of their income in rent. The rest is subsidised by the program. Tony Tohoro says slowly but surely it's helping him beat all of his addictions and weaknesses.
It's the beginning of changing who I was into who I want to be. The streets were a horrible feeling, but there was no one else's fault but me. On and off, I've had jobs in the mines. I've worked in the army as a foreman. I've done a lot of great things, and I still went back to the streets. They found places that are really, really decent, and they gave me the faith to say, look, you might fall over, but we want you to get stronger and to move forward and try and grow up a bit and just try and be a part of society, just be normal. So here I am.
Formerly homeless, Tony Tohoro, ending Simon Santo's report.